Good day. Welcome to the second audio podcast for Tax 1501. As you'll recall, my name is Kerry De Hart, and I'm one of the two lecturers responsible for the study material for this module. I hope that your studies are well underway in this module and that you are keeping up to date with the study program. We post the study program on the MyUNISA schedule that has the most detail, or we email it to you, and I also tweet it every week on Twitter. It's a good idea to keep up to date so that you have completed all the study units by the time your exam arrives. I have also uploaded some vodcasts or video podcasts for you under additional resources on MyUNISA. The PDF of the slides is also available for you to download. Then you can make notes as you watch the vodcasts. In order to watch them on your PC, you will need to have one of the following programs. They're all freely downloadable from the internet: either QuickTime, iTunes, or VLC Media Player. If you don't have one of these programs, then you will not be able to see the podcasts. You are also able to save them on your computer by right-clicking on the podcast and then choosing Save This Link As. Then you can watch them as many times as you wish. Please remember to give us your comments on both the weekly schedule and the podcasts on the appropriate discussion forum. You can also suggest which topics you would like me to include in future podcasts. The reason for this podcast is that it's almost time for you to submit assignment one. And if you're following the weekly schedule, then you will have completed all the study units required to do assignment one. I would like to encourage you to do the assignment as soon as possible and to submit it as soon as possible. You have three options for submission: either electronically via MyUNISA, on your cell phone, or by using a mock reading sheet. Remember, each of these options has specific rules, and it is important that you familiarize yourself with the rules before submission. Assignment 1 is important to submit as it gives you exam admission. This means that if you do not submit, you will not be allowed to write the exam. It also counts 5% towards your year mark. This might seem only a little bit, but it often helps you if you are on the borderline of passing or getting a distinction. Assignment 1 is a multiple choice assignment based on study units 1 to 4. Study units 1 to 3 are only tested by means of assignment 1 and 2, and not in the exam. However, study unit 4 is tested in both assignment 1 and 2, and then again in the exam. So make sure that you understand the concepts in study unit 4, as you will continue to build on these in this module. There are 50 questions that you need to answer in assignment 1. When reading each question, please read the words that we use, like true, false, does not, that are contained in the questions, so that you choose the correct option in relation to that question. When we test rules, make sure that you go back to your textbook to confirm the rule that we are testing before you answer the question. Some of the questions require you to use the tax tables, exemptions, or rebates. Make sure that you have the 2010-2011 tables in front of you. You can find these in tutorial letter 101 at the end of assignment 3. If you are a supplementary student or an agritax student, then you will not be required to submit any assignments. Supplementary students, your exam mark counts 100%, and agritax students, your year mark will be carried forward from the last semester. However, I would like to encourage you, as part of your learning practice, to do the assignments and to check your answers against our solution when it is released on MyUNISA. Please note that you must ignore question 12 and 26. I want to repeat that. Ignore questions 12 and 26, as there are more than one correct option. This will not detriment you, as we will mark the assignment 1 out of 96 instead of 100. Please also note that in assignment 2, question 2, we have found that there is a blank page in tutorial letter 101 where part of the question should have been printed. Please make sure that you visit MyUNISA and share this information with other students so that you can get the question that should have been included in Tutorial Letter 101 and answer it in Assignment 2. I would like to encourage you to commence and complete Assignment 1 as soon as possible and to submit it to UNISA before the systems get busy. Please also consider submitting all assignments electronically. This way they will not get lost in the post. If you do post assignments, please make sure that you have a copy of them before you post them. Please remember that if you submit assignments electronically, it is best to submit them in PDF format. You can download free PDF programs on the internet, or if you look on MyUNISA before you log in, on the right hand side towards the bottom, there's a link, I think it's a grey link, to electronic resources. Most importantly, before you submit your assignment electronically, make sure that you print preview it. We get many assignments that we cannot mark because they do not fit onto a printed page, which is different from your screen. Also, when uploading your assignment, make sure that you have chosen the correct file. We get assignments that are not assignments. I get CVs and menus submitted. Also, we get many assignments that are for the wrong module. So make sure that you have a good naming convention when you save your electronic assignments onto your PC. For example, save it with the course code and then say Assignment 2, Semester 2, 2011, so that you choose the correct one to upload. Also make sure it's the final version of that assignment and not only half of it. I'd like to wish you the best with your studies and say please don't hesitate to contact us. It is best to contact us via MyUNISA course contact or email or by posting a question on the discussion forum so that other students can see the answer as well, and sometimes they help you before I can get there to answer your question. Remember, we can only answer academic issues. Any admin related issues need to be put through to the correct administration department. All the best with assignment 1.